David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
We've got a couple of metropolitan meetings. Well, we've had metropolitan meetings at country venues the last couple of weeks, both in Victoria and New South Wales, but we're back at Caulfield for Sipping Classic Day, and also they're racing at Rose Hill on a Saturday afternoon, and Gator's ready to go to preview these cards with his game plan. Hello to you, David. You're there, Gator. We just lost Gator there, so we'll catch up with him in just a moment. So we'll preview the Zipping Classic, of course, where we've got Spanish Mission as the $1.50 favourite. The Sandown Guineas, where we have Brigantine at $4.20, Port Louis at $4.60, Cardinal Gem a $6.50 chance, but Festival Dancer that was really good at Newcastle there the other day for Matty Smith. He does a really good job with his team up there in Sydney. I think he's based, Matty Smith, he is at Warwick Farm, and Craig Williams takes the ride on the filly there in the Guinea. So she's at $3.90 in the favourite there, and Gator is ready to go now. Our coach has arrived. Hello, Gator.
Yeah, a few little setbacks.
That's all right.
Leaving the track, but a few hammy issues, but we're good.
Yep. How are you travelling? Because you've got your first big race, haven't you, this week?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say big. It's just a little sprint down at Elwood. Hardly worth getting out of bed for. But it'd be good to get back and get the heart rate well and truly elevated, that's for sure.
Blow out the cobweb. So when was the last time you did compete in a competition when it comes to your Ironman?
I think it was back in February or March. I might have put it back to March, the Geelong Half Ironman then. And obviously, we've had a bit of hiatus, which we have through winter anyway. So, gearing up for another season, mate.
All right then, mate. How are you looking? Should we be backing you first up?
Oh, no. No. I think outside of the swim, run and transition legs, everything's going well.
All right then. What about your best bet this weekend?
Well, look, I think it's decent rain. She finally had some clear daylight last time. We saw what she could do. She put away the males in good style. She's actually really well weighted, given this weight scale, back to her own sex. She ran good time doing it. The draw's a little awkward, but, we'll need a touch of luck. She's proven she can posse up or come from off the speed when the Champagne Stakes. She proved that when she probably should have won that race. So they'll have a plan, I'm sure. I think she's the best on the nine race card at Caulfield.
So decent rain after the little bit of a speech there before the Ballarat race, and she's on the quick back up, and now she's the captain.
Yeah, well, I mean, you perform, you get promoted. It's as simple as that. And she performed times two, didn't she?
What was the toughest race this weekend in your eyes there, Gator?
Look, I had a bit of trouble with the Sandown Guineas. It's a really good race this year, I think, because I'm a bit of a fan of Cardinal Gem. I tipped him at Flemington. I thought he ran enormous at a really nice price. He just couldn't quicken. But then he was so strong late back in the worst part of the track. I think Elite 1600. You got Festival Dancer. I'm a huge fan of her. I was with her last time. She's unbeaten at a mile. She's still very new to it all. She ran about like a drunken sailor, but still blitzed them. It was a good day to lead, but still, she won very, very well. You got Port Louis, who's a maiden. He's been in a few dogfights and run second. But look, he's better than maiden grade, obviously, but he's in a group two. I think he's group class. Brigantine, Chartez comes off a really nice win, and Blushing Tycoon split two smart ones at Flemington. So a lot of depth to the race, it took me a while to work through it. Hopefully we've got it right.
What about the D-Day horse? Because the D-Day horse has had a wonderful record of recent times.
Yeah, they're having a good run, so we're putting the asset on to enter. Now, she's only second up, sure, but, I think the whispers were loud. Can a whisper be loud? Anyway,
yes.
It might be an oxymoron. But, there were plenty saying she wasn't going that well. Look, she ran quite well first up. They're probably riding her with a bit of educational type run. I think she'd be fitter for that. She stays down in the weights here against the older sprinters. And, look, I think it's getting really close to seeing what she's made of. So we made her the D-Day horse in the Dubton Stakes race for.
All right, Gator, what about your highlight for this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm going to split them because obviously the Zipping Classic is you'd think it's the highlight. I'm given the emergence the appearance of Spanish Moon, who was so good in the fifth fastest Melbourne Cup in history. the first few over the line, had a lap on the rest of them. He's effectively crossed the line with incentivise, hasn't he? So, can he win coming back to 2500? Well, of course he can. I just think it's, I think it's a legitimate query, coming back pretty sharply in trip in a fast-run race, but it does look a lack of opposition compared to a Melbourne Cup, hence the short price. The other one's the Eclipse Stakes, which is a bit more of a betting race, I think, and you've got the likes of our Playboy Starrell and a couple from Adelaide. You've got Hangman, who's gone up a massive price. I think he's a great roughie in it. So, a couple of highlights for you today on Saturday and a couple in Sydney. It's good racing.
We might take a quick break here and then we'll come back with your questions with David Gately. We've got Gator for another 15 to 20 minutes. So, 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52. And the five best questions for Gator today will get five tickets. Five double passes. So 10 tickets we'll give away now for Sipping Classic Day. So you can head to the races. And it is going to be a wonderful race meeting there at Caulfield on a Saturday afternoon. So 0416 90 50 52 is the number to text on. You're with Gareth Hall, David Gately. This is Gator's Game Plan on this Thursday morning.
RSM Central, brought to you by Tabs The Lock. Activate to get Tabs' best starting price guaranteed. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
For the most up-to-date tips, Dean Lester joins us 10 minutes before each Melbourne race on RSN Saturday afternoon at the races.
Here's a very special offer from Winning Edge Investments. The syndicate is a professional full-time betting syndicate. Their exclusive, sophisticated, customer-built database generates highly accurate ratings. They're easy to follow. Metro Race, Bet and Forget, Tip Service. Syndicate Sizzlers has landed over 70% profit on turnover in recent weeks. And to get a 50% discount, head to winningedgeinvestments.com, click on the membership options, click on Syndicate Sizzlers, and enter the promo code RSN in capitals. That's RSN in capitals. And you can treat your betting like a business at winningedgeinvestments.com.
Get your ticket for the most exciting new event on the Greyhound Racing calendar. The Tab Phoenix, December 18 at the Meadows, Melbourne Greyhounds. 8 slots, 8 greyhounds, and over $1 million on the line. Be on course to witness history in the making. Details at thephoenix.melbourne.
Saturday, the Spring Racing Carnival's grandstand finish. Caulfield welcomes back the fans for Zipping Classic Day.
Sound is clear and Sound is going to win the Zipping Classic.
John Henry leads racing's premier team alongside Dean Lester, Brendan Delaney and Matt Hill. Always the home of the Spring Racing Carnival. From start to finish, RSN.
For robot building supplies, Robots Got It at Notting Hill, Sunshine, Preston, Romana, Cold Street, Darling and Pakenham.
Gator's Game Plan for Winning Edge Investments. Treat your betting like a business and invest intelligently with Winning Edge Investments. WinningEdgeInvestments.com.
11:29, Gareth Hall, David Gately. This is Gator's Game Plan on a Thursday. Gator, I've snapped up the 13s for Cardinal Gem in the Guineas. It looks to be set for the race. Do you give it a chance? I think you've mentioned this before. You love Cardinal Gem. You would have taken the $13 Gates, I would have imagined.
Missed the 13 by the time the form was all done. But good shopping, I think, because I think he's not a good thing by any stretch of imagination. It's a good race. We've touched on that. But what he is, he's better than a $13 chance, surely. I mean, he was so good at Flemington. You know, I was with him at a nice price that day, as I referenced earlier. Now, that doesn't influence your next selection, mostly. But it is tough when they run so well and run fourth to drop off, isn't it? Especially getting to 1600. I think his inability to quicken but then find the line tells me he's really looking for the trip. Look, I'm scared stiff of Port Louis beat him. I'm scared stiff of Festival Dancer and Brigantine. But you're going to have one on top, and I think he's the one that's over the odds.
Hi, Gate. How exactly do you become a professional tipster? I rate my work, but I'm not sure who to send my tips to for them to be reviewed. I've got a pretty good strike rate, 38 profit, taking the tips that I put out on my social media platforms from 85, but I don't know if that's good enough. How do you get a break as being a professional tipster, Gator?
Yeah, look, it's a question I get a fair bit. And the answer is, you just need to reach as many people as you can. So, you know, long before I got a job with Best Bets and then TVN, then racing.com and Sky, etc., I was sending my tips out to mates to start with, just for free, and they'd forward onto their mates, and just reaching as many as you can. When we made it a small, we put a small cost to it to monetize it just a little bit, you know, just to keep us afloat. Then, you know, you just can't be influenced. Don't be worried if people are seeing your stuff, you know, for free, even if, you know, even if you're obviously not getting paid for it. Just reach as many eyeballs as you can. And what will happen is, if you know what you're doing, I think then that break will come. So, but trust what you're doing, keep improving. And I think the real key is just hitting as many eyeballs as you possibly can.
You need to be your own self-marketer these days in a way. And I guess it's... would it be easier today than it was in your day with social media, Gator?
I think you've got much better access to hit more eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know, back when I started, it was just an email service. There was certainly no Twitter, no Facebook, none of those, no Instagram. So it was just the only way people could see what I was doing was either... I'd email them or they would forward on the email to someone else. And, you know, that went on for years just for free, for a bit of fun. But once, you know, once we put us, as I say, put a small cost to it, you know, there was, and it just, it grows, you know, slowly, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, if you enjoy what you're doing, you're halfway there, I think.
And we might get a representative from the Great Tip Off. I know that you're involved with the Great Tip Off, and I know Dino's involved, that you can go onto that forum and...
Yep.
Give out your tips, and then if you think you're going good enough, then you have a chance to sell your tips on that forum, and they'll do it all for you. Now, whether people will buy them or not, it's up to them, and whether you can market yourself to get people involved. But I think it's a great platform for young tipsters that want to come through the ranks to say, okay, then this is where you can find my tips, and they allow you to sell them if you think that you're ready to do that.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, it took me a while to jump on board with them, but I've been really happy with what they're doing. Their integrity is unquestioned. They don't publish false results. In fact, they probably undersell you. If you tip one like Cardinal Gem at $13 and it wins at $4.80, you get the $4.80 on your price or the starting price. So they certainly don't inflate their results. And as you've said, it's a good way to get some exposure. But I think patience and you know, continuing to learn as I am and we all are they're the keys, I think.
We'll make sure we tell everybody that we tipped it at $13, Gator. Don't worry about that.
Oh, make no mistake about that. That's what Twitter's for.
Yeah. After the race. Twist of Fury in the Dovedon Stakes. Your thoughts there? That's from Knackers.
Yeah, look, I had a good look at it, obviously. And originally gave the horse a good hope, but I just wonder if it's a better horse, you know, with the jar out of the track. Now, I know the weather's looking a bit, as I look up in the sky, it looks a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're a long way from Wodonga and so on. Mm-hmm. I think, I'll put it this way, a shortened version, I think the horse is a length or two better on wet tracks.
Hey, Gator Dog, curious how you think Jamie Carr will perform when she returns, given the time period she has had off. How long do you think it will take her to recapture her previous winning form? That's from Tony from Mount Waverley.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because obviously every athlete's different. You know, you look at sports like baseball and it just takes them a while generally to find their rhythm. Cricket's the same. You know, I don't think too many come in off a year or two absence in AFL and get 40 possessions either. So I think there's generally a period of adjustment, probably getting your eye in, if you like, for want of a cliche. I remember Nick Hall, who's one of the best jockeys we've probably seen. He came back off an injury and force break, so it's different. But it took him a while, even him, to hit his straps, didn't it? So it will be fascinating, but put it this way, if I'm a betting man, I don't think it'll take her long.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Two questions for Mr. Gately. First, if we have rain, can Warning challenge Spanish Mission? And how do you rate Camborne in the last, especially if we have some rain? That's from Rhino.
Yeah, I think Camden comes into the race if the track's genuinely rain affected. On top of the ground, it might be a bit deep for him, but his last start win was very good. Yeah, on a very, very wet ground. Warning, yeah, look, I think he's some danger because he's got a few strings to his bow now. Obviously, he ran on strongly to win the St. Ledger He was very good late in a Metrop. Then they led on him last time at Flemington. I'm watching that race live. I'm thinking, gee, I wonder how this will pan out. You know, horses ridden, you know, upside down. Not many of them can do it, you know, both ends of the spectrum. But he was able to lead, respond to pressure and keep running. He's a genuine stayer. The wet would suit him. So if he can dictate the race, up the tempo at the right time, and if Spanish Mission is run off his feet a bit coming back in trip, you know, maybe he can't quicken in a slowly run race. That's where I think Warning's best chance of beating him is.
0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation here for Gator's Game Plan. G'day, Gator. Interested in your assessment of the Eclipse on a good four. Few mates that think they have got a clue reckon our playboy won't get the trip at 1,800 metres first time. I believe he'll lead up 2,000 metres. Cheers, my man. How our playboy's biggest fan. Giddy up.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what I'm thinking, and after the race I'll tell you if I'm right.
Yeah. On Twitter.
He, please. He was under pressure a long way out in a fast run Cranbourne Cup. He was sort of back, ridden along just to stay in touch with them. And then he built speed, came wide and rocketed home. Now, if that's not a horse looking for further, you know, I've probably never seen one. So it's the least of my concerns. I think he's desperate for 1,800 or 2,000. But, you know, I've been wrong before, so let's see.
There's nothing better when you've got a group of mates that, as that previous listener described, think that they know what they're talking about, which everybody thinks they do anyway. And they some people might have a better knowledge of the game than others, but everybody has the right to have an opinion. But when you take on your mates and there's such a division whether a horse like our playboy will get 1,800 metres or not, there's nothing better. You might back the winner, but if you beat your mates, it's even more satisfying, Gator.
Oh, yeah, especially if you've got a crownie on it or whatever. Who's our sponsor? 100%. One of them.
Yeah, Furphy so, these days.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so it's good fun, isn't it? I mean, that's the great art of this game. I mean, there's so many strings. This is the rare thing about our sport, is there are so many different angles to it. You know, I look at all these other sports, and you know, there's a couple of different angles. Yeah. But racing, there's so many variables. You've got a horse, a jockey, a track bias, a wind, track rating,
strapper,
left right handed. Yeah, it's all a strapper for a dicko man.
Yeah.
I think it's so. I don't think there's a right or wrong.
No. Look,
and the perfect example is Lizzie Jelfs, who doesn't really do form, but she finds a stack of winners just by looking at them at the yard. So there's a number of ways to skin a cat, if you like, in this great game.
Uncle G, what constitutes a big betting drift on a well-fancy favourite late, like race one at Gosford yesterday? Is it just because there's no money for it, or is there something else? They rarely win when they do drift like that, that hard in the market. That's from Tom from Tamworth. But if you listen to sometimes Glenn Munsey and Ben Way say on Channel 7 and Sky Thoroughbred Central, and even sometimes Marto when he gets the information that comes his way, Gator, there's sometimes they will say that, for instance, our playboy has been clearly the best backed in this race with the tab. It's our worst result, but our bookmakers are continuing to take it on and it drifts in the market because they're backing their judgment.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably a bit more old-fashioned bookmaking, isn't it? Like,
yep.
I remember working for a week with Mark Reed, who was an absolute genius, but he'd back his judgment and take them on and risk to a certain amount and then stake to lose a certain amount. Just one of the best judges I've seen. As far as I'd need to see some data on it. A bit of perception bias with that you think that they don't always win. But that horse he referenced won yesterday at Gosford.
Yep.
But there's probably a number of reasons why they drift. Wrong price is probably the main one. If there's perhaps an underlying issue, but I think most stables are really transparent these days.
I think Counter Rupee's the perfect example. Open up just too short there in the gong, 260. Yep. Touch $6, that was too good of a price. And then backed into 460 and ones with a leg, and wins with a leg in the air, Gator. So
perfect,
yeah,
a perfect example. So drifted early because why is he? People are saying why is he $2.80 from gate 56?
Yeah,
gets to race eight, the fence is off, you know, all of a sudden he's drawn well, he's out to $6, you think, well, that's ridiculous, he's a $2.80 chance again, and they back him back in. So, look, the game evolves weekly and on the day sometimes.
Morning, guys. Which 9-year-old that hasn't won for 4 years is Gator's best this weekend? Asking for a friend. Five Bulls wins at Bendigo, by the way.
Okay. I need more information.
I don't know what 9-year-old that hasn't won for 4 years is your best this weekend, Gator. I don't think that's the case.
No, that's not the case.
No. I don't know.
But I haven't done Adelaide for me.
No, that's what, so I don't know where Cyril's coming from today. Now, Gator, I need your parlay 2 and 3 before we say goodbye, because Shepin is not far away.
All right, Rose Hill. We're going win, parlay 2-3. Race 5, Bacchanali against the older horses.
Yes.
Race 8, number 10, Ellsberg. Can go up and sit handy. And I love the way Brookspire is trialling. Race 9, number 4.
Love it. We'll dominate this weekend. Gator, I'll catch up with you on a Saturday morning from 8 a.m.
Can't wait. Thanks,
and then
mate.
The Sydney preview. Enjoy the rest of your week before that big weekend when you head back to the, what do you call it? The beach and then the bike and then the road, I guess.
Yeah. It's almost a barrier trial, but that's a bit of fun.
Good luck. Thank you, Gator.
Bye.
This is David Gately, and that is our game plan on this Thursday.